In the spring, many Americans long to head out to the wild country, maybe to one of America's glorious national parks. And anyone lucky enough to get to Yellowstone in spring will find its grassy meadows flooded and marshy. And as the dusk falls, a peculiar sound rises out of the gathering dark. What makes this sound is surprising enough, but how it's produced is truly extraordinary, as producer Jennifer Jarrett discovered when a park birding expert revealed the mystery.
I'm Katie Duffy. I'm the interpretive planner for Yellowstone National Park. I've been hooked on birds, obsessed with them for 40 years. I'm an addicted birder. So it's not really a vocalization. It's not a call. What you heard is a Wilson snipe doing its territorial sound, but it's made with its wings and its tail. What male Wilson snipe do this time of the year in the spring, they do this flight, these winnowing flights is what they're called. So each time they flap their wings, it pushes air through the stiff outer tail feathers, and it makes that woo, 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 woo kind of sound. They make that sound to establish their nesting territory and attract a female. It's a courtship sound. I've had people describe it to me in various ways. They sometimes think it's an owl. They're not sure what it is. Some people think it's a motor noise. It's a metallic sound. It's going on over your head, so it's really hard to pinpoint where the bird is. Plus, the bird's tiny. It's about the size of a robin. They're actually very delicately beautiful when you get to see them up close. It's a really neat bird. It's a bizarre little bird. It's eerie, it's strange, because it's often happening at dusk or at night, so it's coming out of the darkness. That's what's fascinating, is that it happens at a time that's sort of magical. I always think of dusk as magical, because almost anything can happen. Your imagination kind of goes wild. And when you hear sounds out of this, semi-darkness, they seem ethereal, otherworldly, wild, and they are. And it's neat. We use other senses. I love when we use more than just our eyes.
Jennifer Jarrett produced this audio postcard from Yellowstone National Park.